For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we are each ensconced in our own home.
Right. Turning our closet, our bedroom, our living room into a recording studio. Actually, which room are you in?
I'm in the dining room. I have set up a home office in the dining room. All the comforts of home in an office and refrigerator, too convenient. Started to make sure that I plan a breakfast and plan a brunch so that I don't do this chaotic, where are those Doritos type thing.
Well, that's what everyone's advising. Have a plan, a routine, stick to it, get exercise, eat at a regular time. And probably as we move into the second week of social distancing, everyone will come up with some sort of plan. But you're right, the first week has been really tough on everyone.
Though I do find that planning my life is much easier because I have no theater and no travel, and typically that dominates my week and my planning, but not so anymore. I am checking the email constantly for the influx of cancellations, and I've been watching television news, and I'm afraid that this week, for me, the advance of the coronavirus became intensely personal with the death of the great playwright Terrence McNally. Which was a shock. I had known that he had been suffering with lung issues. He's a survivor of lung cancer and therefore was very vulnerable. He was down in their place in Florida and apparently affected with COVID-19 and died on the morning of the 24th.
Passed away at 81. But what a legacy, what a career. 4 Tony Awards and a great number of plays and musicals which have been put on all across Western New York and Southern Ontario. And you were involved in some of them.
Well, I've seen most of the productions during my active years of going to the theater. I saw original productions of Love, Valor, Compassion, of Masterclass, of Kiss of the Spider Woman, of Ragtime, of Perfect Ganesh, of Some Men. I'm a little too young to have seen The Ritz, but certainly remember it being featured on the Tony Awards. But I was at the original Corpus Christi, and during that period of time, got to know Terrence McNally and his husband, Tom Curtihy, who is a Broadway producer, quite well. In fact, Tom Curtihy planned and performed our wedding ceremony with Terrence McNally as one of the witnesses, signed our marriage license. So this is a devastating loss, both in the sense of a titan of the American theater gone, but it's also a personal loss.
And many people in Western New York can look back to their memories of Terrence McNally productions. Masterclass was out at Musical Fair a number of years ago. A Man of No Importance at Irish Classical. The Full Monty at Subversive. Ragtime at Shaw and Musical Fair. And Lips Together, Teeth Apart. I saw that at New Phoenix Theater. Wonderful place. Terrence McNally was very well represented here.
And at Buffalo United Artists, they were quite devoted to his work. They did Lisbon Traviata. They were the first company outside of New York City to do Love, Valor, Compassion. They did Some Men. On occasions when it was difficult to get rights to something, they would call personally and would be given rights. He was very generous in that way, especially to an LGBTQ company. And for BUA, he came to Buffalo and did a fundraiser for them. Members of the company did readings from his plays at the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural site with a book signing at the Hotel Lenox afterwards. And he also, on that same visit, did a masterclass for local members of the Dramatists Guild and for Buffalo State College students. So he was important within the community, and his work is very, very popular here.
And that was the time he was in Buffalo that you all went up to Niagara Falls, the photo that's on your blog?
Yes, that was the trip to Niagara Falls. That was great fun. He decided immediately he wanted Italian food. He didn't want to go to a posh place. We took him to Seniceros over on Niagara Street, and he loved it. Just wanted some pasta fazzoule to go. And that's the kind of guy he was. He wanted to get a taste of the real Buffalo. They stayed at the mansion, and he wanted chicken wings that night. And he said, where do Buffalo go? And I said, well, there'll be a large debate between fans of the Anchor Bar and fans of Duff. But in my experience, the downtown people, we actually go to Gabriel's Gate. So we went there.
Well, speaking of that photo, once again, I mentioned on the air that folks can keep up to date with all sorts of theatrical goings-on at your blog, theatertalkbuffalo.com. Theatertalkbuffalo, all one word. And there is that charming picture of Terrence McNally and a bunch of you at the falls. So something worth checking out.
Spectacular vista of Niagara Falls in the background. Yes, and my website, there's been such competition to get mentioned in the cancellations. I'm finding this bewildering.
I heard about that. Sometimes you have to pull teeth to find about openings, but cancellations? Not a problem.
They really want us to know about those, yeah. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.